This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Michael Hogue, real estate broker with offices in Minneapolis and in Williston, North Dakota.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage. The Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota and the Guardian Foundation present the Real American Jam August 28th through the 30th at Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora, North Dakota. Two veterans wounded in action will receive $25,000 each and a new Ford vehicle. Performers include Josh Grayson, Keith Anderson, Kat Perkins, Gwen Sebastian, and more. Tickets available at realamericanjam.com. That's realamericanjam.com. Let's all give to those who gave so much. The Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota and the Guardian Foundation. That's realamericanjam.com.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Michael Hogue, real estate broker with offices in Minneapolis and in Williston, North Dakota.
Well, first of all, there's kind of different classes of housing. You know, you have temporary housing, workforce housing, you know, man camps, you know, whatever you want to call that. That is starting to shrink, and there's less of those around, and the counties and the governmental officials are trying to shrink that. They're not allowing people to renew. They're shutting them down for code violations, things of that nature. And so that marketplace is shrinking by virtue of the market and by regulation. And it's a good thing, because at the time that was put in, it was necessary, because your other option was live in your car or in a bus or something, because there was nothing out here.
I lived in a food truck.
Yeah.
Honestly, for 3 months, I'd slept in my food truck.
So you understand. Mm-hmm. And so that was a necessary evil. And by the way, they're not bad. I mean, some of them are very well done, and they have everything that someone would need to come out here and work temporarily if they're not going to put down roots. It was probably a good idea. But now what's happened is the market has transformed from a, all out, race to the drilling fields and fracking rigs, to now a more careful market that's less drilling. You know the rig count has dropped significantly.
To listen to the full-length interview with Michael Hogue, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com, and Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.